And what is it like to be a young person in Ireland today? Well, the National Youth Council asked Ipsos to carry out research on what most concerned 18 to 29-year-olds. 750 of them were questioned, and unsurprisingly, perhaps the biggest concern they have is about finding somewhere to live. 52% of them live with family, with 34% of them never having moved out of home at all. We'll speak to the council in just a moment. First, our reporter Ethna Dodd has been speaking to some of the young people who took part in the research, beginning with 27-year-old Alana, who lives with her parents in Blessington in County Wicklow.
It's just everything's going up. Like, we don't go out anymore. We don't really do anything like that. We just live our day-to-day lives trying to save because you can't afford to even go out with your friends. It's so expensive to live in Ireland now. Like, a lot of people I know have immigrated. The longer you're waiting on the house, the longer then you're waiting to get married, then you're trying to get the savings for that up. So it does push everything back. And even, like, I work in accounts and I want to go and do my accounting exams, but, like, that, I don't want that added cost onto me while I'm saving, because taking the accountancy exams are a couple of grand. So I don't want that cost while I'm trying to save, because that's taken away from the mortgage. So it's just a rock and a hard place, really, because then I can't get more wages because I'm not a fully qualified accountant. So it's quite hard.
So I'm 24 years old and I am from Blanchardstown in West Dublin. I want to be able to live in Ireland if all possible, and even something as simple as having my own space and having a job that pays enough almost seems like something almost fantasy for a lot of young people, as even myself. And definitely I know many of my friends have immigrated and are still immigrating to this day, because they've told me quite simply that they do not see a future here that is paying enough for them, that many of them are still having to live with their parents, even myself as a 24-year-old still living with my parents. And yes, it just doesn't give me much hope for my tertiaries, but I just know that at least I have to believe that there's some way of feeling like I can still live here, but I suppose it doesn't look as hopeful, especially where costs are going up and up and don't seem to be coming down anytime soon.
I am currently 29 and I feel like I'm one of the extremely lucky ones. We are homeowners, which we're very, very grateful for, but we are in an apartment. And we would like to be in a house because we have two small kids. So I guess we're coping better than others in Ireland, but not as well as we'd like to be, or not as well as our parents were previously. People my age are in their late 20s now, and there's so little options to go and live on your own and live independently. And that can feel like you're being really stunted. You're nearly 30 and you're potentially not even moved out of your parents' home.
Are you hopeful for the future at all, Shauna?
I am and I amn't. I am because I'm fortunate enough to, like, have my kids and I have a lot of hope in them because I love them. But I'm very unhopeful for, like, their chances at starting their adult lives independently when they're older.
Shauna and others talking to our reporter Ethna Dodd. Well, Paul Gordon is Director of Policy and Advocacy at the National Youth Council of Ireland. He's here now. You're very welcome. The housing situation, as you would expect, is paramount in these people's concerns, and it has a real sociological impact and, on a more personal level, a psychological and a practical impact on the young people.
So as you heard from the speakers there, there's a real sense of frustration and of aspirations held back. It's a generation that really, I think, feels a sense of arrested development. And the housing crisis is a real critical driver of that. We see in our report published today that over half of young people aged 18 to 29 are living at home. Those who are renting have seen increases of 15% in the past year. While there are very low levels of young people renting and young people in social housing, which I suppose speaks to the point of very many young people being held back. And you'll hear from the speakers that kind of sense of wanting physical independence and space from their parents is a real rite of passage for many, and it's currently unfulfilled. But there are many other issues that are facing young people, including the cost of living.
The cost of living, indeed. And despite all of that, though, two-thirds said they were optimistic about the future, but a significant one-third said they weren't, either rarely or none of the time. What were you trying to find out here? What does optimistic about the future mean?
Well, we asked young people a set of questions that were positively framed to kind of understand their mental well-being. So all of that taken together showed that one in two, so half of young people, were exhibiting low mental well-being, and only 8% were exhibiting high mental well-being. And we think much of that is driven by the critical financial situation many are facing, the housing crisis that is driving their very real concerns. And I think it is a real sense of those aspirations being held back, as you might have heard, including traditional milestones in life, like buying a house, settling down and having children and getting married, but also that I suppose, first step of actually moving out of home.
Is it all to do with that, though, I wonder? Or is this period of time in people's lives, 18 to 29, it encompasses a period of time where many perhaps are having self-doubts, wondering if they've chosen the right path, wondering if they're good enough? Is all of that feeding into this as well, do you think?
Well, it is a transitory period in people's lives, and we see the progression between 18 to 29. But unfortunately, what's happening as people get a little bit older, as they near their late 20s, that optimism is fading. So particularly for those who'd like to buy a home, for example, they estimate that the age at which they will buy a home is 37. And that kind of bears out in reality. Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland released data last year that showed it's in and around 35 years old. And many are looking at their parents' generation. And on balance, they're saying that they're worse off than their parents. And we're really worried that this is the first generation that will be worse off than their parents. You know, I think traditionally we saw that young people felt that if they worked hard and they played by the rules, they would progress in life. And many feel that they're not. And that's a basic part of the social contract that we feel coming out of this report is broken.
And I know that COVID played a significant part for a significant percentage of young people and those milestones in their lives. I wonder too, though, does parenting play a role in getting their teenagers to this point in life? Because I, you know, in this job, you speak to a lot of people, and teachers that I've spoken to down the years say that they witness a real lack of resilience among children and teenagers that they teach, that it's not being taught at home, that they're being cocooned too much. Is that fair?
Well, I think what we see through this report is that young people are in fact very resilient. They're dealing with a plethora of really difficult circumstances and are still thriving in many senses. There are many positives that they do find in Irish life, including connection to culture, connection to community, and they find a real outlet through those kind of social interactions that really drives them. But increasingly, as a result of pressures, they're feeling less able to fulfil them. But we do see parents having to step in and support them. We know increasingly over time they're more, for those that have been in the lucky situation of buying a home, they're increasingly reliant on parents for financial support, and that increases the pressure on parents as well, who really know this situation is driving challenges in relationships too.
Okay, it's an interesting survey. Thanks a million for coming in to talk to us. Paul Gordon from the National Youth Council of Ireland.